Gemara in Be'ei at the Chivez Me'anof says, we know the halacha is that in Yom Tov, Melacha Tzarich Nefesh Mutta. Any melacha that's done for food, to prepare food to eat, is Mutta on Yom Tov. And Gemara says, in Be'ei, there's another din of Mitech Shetun Tzarich, Chetun Am Shetun Tzarich. Not only for Echad Nefesh, not only for food, but any melacha that's done for preparation of food can also be done for any other need of Yom Tov. In other words, if you have a malacha that's not done for food at all, like malachas oirig, like sewing or weaving, that's not done for food at all, that's not mutter for anything. But if you have a malacha that's done for food like bishul, then that malacha can be done even for another tzayach or haitzah. One of the malachas that's called malachas nefesh that's done for food is haitzah, carrying. Because sometimes you have to carry the food and it's just a rabbin to bring to you. If your daughter is coming, a married daughter is coming, or to just a rabbin for Yom Tov Suda, she lives nearby, she wants to bring up some dessert, she's all proud of, she wants to carry, you're not allowed to carry the food on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Mitoich, that the Malach of Haitzah is Mutzah for Eichel Nefesh, but meaningless Mutzah for any Tzerech. That's why you're not allowed to carry Sparim on Yom Tov to learn, or you're not allowed to carry toys for a child outside to play, or a child itself, or even push a carriage. All these things are Mutzah because it's in Mitoich. Mitoich, Shutun Tzerech, since it's mutter for tzayrach and nefesh, mutter not mishayon tzayrach. It's mutter even for nefesh and nefesh for any other tzayrach. That's the Gemara in Be'ei. The Gemara in Ksudas, Rav Zayin Maral says one t'nai on this. The other tzayrach has to be davar shavu l'kol. It has to be something that everybody uses. If it's a tzayrach, it's only for one person, only for yechidim, for mufanakim. The Gemara talks about mugma, they used to put some spices on the fire and make fragrance to make the house smell nice or kelim smell nice. That, and only mufanakim did that. The average person did not want that. That kind of bishul, that kind of malach will not be mutter. Das mitech. Because it has to be something which is davar shavu l'kol. Something that basically most people would enjoy. They also talk about smoking, right? Most smoking was considered davar shavu l'kol. People want to say today it's not shavu l'kol anymore. Maybe times change. I think this is a Yoshev has in that way, and a lot of people talk about smoking. You know, they stop. They take the whole package, just to start to say that it's not worth it, obviously.
And it's more than the food.
Agaponim, so this klal that only davar shavu l'kol would be mutta by mitoich, the Rishonim want to say, this is not in the Gemara, but this is Rishonim. The Rishonim want to say that you can heat up water with heat for the viragel. Heat up hot water. It used to be people like to wash their hands, feet, and the face with hot water. That you can heat up on Yom Tov. That's called davar shavu l'kol. People like to do that every day. But v'chitz is called gufei b'chamin. But heat up water to wash the entire body b'chamin with hot water. That'd be asa, because that's not davar shavu l'kol. Obviously, in times of the Rishonim, and that's what Shulchan Aruch passed also. Even until the times of Shulchan Aruch, it was not considered davar shavu l'kol to wash your whole body with hot water. Today, I think it obviously is a davar shavu l'kol. I think some people want to learn that even the Rishonim that say it's not davar shavu l'kol, they mean it wasn't shavu l'kol every day or every 2 days. Like it was a normal thing to go 2 days without it. So that's why it was asa on Yom Tov. You know, you never just right. But today, in Lechayr, you would say, this davar shavu l'kol definitely every 2 days. You know, most people, I think, do like to do a chitz kogu for mecham and take a hot shower. But the mice, all the place can say that since the chassimus of Shulchan Aruch already passing that way, no one will come against it. Shulchan Aruch and mice, you have a psak halacha, a very shak halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to heat up water for a chitz kogu. It's considered davar shavu l'kol, not shavu l'kol. The main will become a malacha. The belt is machman. The belt does not do it. It's heat up water with chitz kogufay. The kivega and choose kivega simin yizayin. It's a little bit long chuv. It's the end of the v'maschel b'hochi mashmu. Kivega is the kasha and the salacha. So the din is that bibi v'shirim is mutta. Because it goes into the boiler, you heat the water.
You're causing the water to come in, but you're doing
that in order to get this water.
Heating water that you don't need.
Uh-huh. Okay, but that might be mitzvah asui b'shurim, but we can explain now. The halacha is that whenever you need a small amount, and you want to cook more, for example, if a woman is cooking for like 10 people, she's making a pot of soup, and she only needs 10 bowls, she doesn't have to be careful that it's exactly 10 bowls. She wants to cook a big pot that has 20, 30 bowls of soup in it, it's okay. As long as you need part of this pot, it's called yibi b'shurim. Whatever you add on to the shia that you need is mutter. As a man of Hashem, why is Shulchan Aruch Nishan and Paskin that you cannot heat up water for Yechitzis Kol Gufoy? When you heat up water for Yechitzis Kol Gufoy, that includes Panav Yodav V'Raglav. And the part that's done for Panav Yodav V'Raglav, that is Shavu L'Kol, that is Mutta. As a man, if that part is Mutta, so why isn't it Mutta?
Why is it Mutta? That's not the Oyev Nefesh.
That's, we can explain it soon how it works.
But what did you say? It's enough. Turn it on.
No, heat it up for.
Turning it on.
Well, today, say you think of today's plumbing.
Turn it on, right? Then once it's on, you can go in.
Then you'd be sure, right? Let it go more. Right.
That was the whole thing.
That's Kiryas Kasha. On the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch case, you're heating a pot of water for chitzis, it's called Gufay. In that pot, you have enough for Pan V'Yodav V'Raglav, and the rest will be nothing but Vivi B'Shirim. The Vivi B'Shirim is a din which is Tosfos and Gittin says that the Chetzon Beis and Taran and Beit, Afizayin and Beit. It's only based on the Gemara. The Gemara pretty much says the fish. From Alei Yisra Kedeir, Afti Shein Tzicha Kazayis. The woman's going to cook up a whole pot, even though she only needs one Kazayis. And they all explain that Gemara means, because they use the Lashon term, Bibi Bashir, that since you need that one kazayis, you're going to have to cook up a whole pot. You don't have to be careful. You cook up as much as you want.
So
the male of the Kriga here also.
But here,
you're not going to cook a big pot even though you only need kazayis, so let me cook a big pot of water because I only need a little bit of it for Pan V'Yodav V'Raglav. And the rest of it, even though it's enough for Kogut for it, but the rest of it should be Bibi Bashir. As if it's Kriga. What's this halacha? Again, the Rosh Hashanah is, well, I don't have a Rosh exactly, but basically the Shachnach says, you're not, it's also to you, Machami Maim, or Chitz Kogufay. In fact, the Kvega, why? It should be Bibi Bashir. And he blacks the Rechim. I saw in a Sefer, Hilchos Yom Tov Zichin Yudalev, it's actually an Oscar Sefer, from a friend of mine, who's still in Ladov, he made a Sefer on Hilchos Yom Tov. I'm not sure if it's Oscar, I take it back maybe for one of the other companies, but it's an English Hilchos Yom Tov Sefer, and on the bottom he has put notes on Lashon Kodesh, and on the bottom he brings down the Shkiregis Kasha. Yeah, it is. You know, also, it's finding a good man. He was Ma'ir of Adiyah that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is also stelling on this Kasha. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Sim Tafka Shiral, Tukan Aleph, when he brings down this Halacha Shulchan Aruch, if you see the way he brings it down, you see that it's bothering him to carry his Kasha, and he answers it. Shulchan Aruch Rav's Lashon is like this. He says, Asa Lachim Mayim Rabim, it's also to heat up a lot of water, B'shuv, Achit is called Guf, in order to wash the entire body. Elim Kain, who Machamim call Mayim B'yachad, unless you heat up all the water together, the Kli Yachad, in one Kaili. Imamayim Shech is Pan Riv the Ragel. Together with the water that you're going to wash, Pan Riv the Ragel. But the action is by the Sim Tafkav Gimel. Tafkav Gimel is in the Vibi Shurim. In other words, Shulchan Aruch Rav is explaining that this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not going to heat up water for Chitz Kogufay, means you're cooking up water in more than one keli, in a few kelim. And if you think about it, that's probably the way it was done. Because in the old days, before there was plumbing, how did they have a hot bath? They have a bathtub. They couldn't cook up one huge pot of water enough for a bathtub. Who's going to carry that from the fire over to the bathtub? It's not that shy. Pashed this way they did it was. They cooked up one pot, they brought it over, they cooked up a second pot, or the same pot again, or over and over again. They kept filling up the bathtub with a bunch of different pots. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. That's why you don't have to have the Vivi Shurim. Because on the second pot, it's only for Rechitzis Kol Gufay. That is no heta. But any phenomenon, when you saw you would heat it up all in one pot, one big pot, that would have to be.
They also had in those kind of shapes, though. Now they put fires underneath the bathtubs to heat the water.
How do you think that's how it was done?
I imagine.
That was a more expensive method.
I don't know. But that's a Shulchan Aruch Teretz. I'll tell you, it's a very much But one thing you see from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that he understood that the din of Yibi B'Shurim is only in one keli, not if it's done in a number of different kelim. And then it says, if you look in the Ran, which is the Mokka, the whole din of Yibi B'Shurim, you see in the first Pasha that he's right, that the whole din of Yibi B'Shurim is taka only if it's in one keli, with Vasachas. It's only done with Vasachas. That's when you have the whole din of Yibi B'Shurim. And the reason is, the Ran and Beya actually starts off to explain that is an issa vivi b'shurim in the rest of the Torah. And all the other halachas in the Torah, there will be an issa vivi b'shurim. And the Ram brings them right to it from Gemara Menachas of Samach Dalam. The Gemara Menachas says that you have a chayon shishri sakana. The Gemara's case is the doctors say he needs two gregos, he needs to eat two figs for a chayon shishri sakana. And you have a fig tree, and you have one branch has in it two figs, and another branch has in it three figs. The Gemara says you should cut off only the one with two figs, don't cut off the one with three figs. So the Ram explains really both of them is the same maisa. It's only one cutting. It's not pshat. You're not picking off each fig. You're breaking the whole branch at once. So each one is one ma'isa. As you see from here, a chiddush that Rivi Bishurim is also. There's something about really, unless it's somebody without the head of pikuach nefesh. Somebody would just go and break off a branch with two figs. Another guy break off a branch with 10 figs. They both be chayv on chatas. The chayv is the same aveir. My nafkamina, how many figs are on? How many gregos are on? But you see from this gemara episode that Rivi Bishurim is an issa. We do not want you to do more bishurim. So the Ram explains the chayrus only this is rabban, that gemara, because in the raisa it's all the same thing. Since you have a head to break off the branch for the chayrus, it's kind of a toothpick. It might not mean if there's more on it. The chayrus says the whole thing is only rabban. He wants to learn from here this klal that any case in the tayr.
Because I mean, is it a bishurim to shech the fat cow?
Oh, that's different because there's no choice. You need
that. There's no choice because the deal with the shama is the deal with the shama.
We want to talk about this. We want to talk about that. Everyone's talking about that.
There's no difference in the shama. Over here there is. Because you don't look at the deal with the shama, you look at the tlisha, what you were talking
about. What you're saying, that's right. Everyone's going to say but upon him, the Ram wants to say, then the Rani is a kasha, but if there is, like he's proving this Gemara Menachos, there is an Issa Rivi Bashirim, at least Midabonon, so if so, what's the Shat Gemara Be'er? The Gemara says in Be'er, Malaisha, Kdeir, Afishem, Sichon, Kazayas, the lady's allowed to cook as much as she wants there. The whole head is just for the Kazayas that she needs. Why is it more to the rest? So the Ram says, the Teretz is, there's a chiluk between Pikuch Nefesh and Malachos, Sechon Nefesh, and Shah, on Yom Tov. But Pikuch Nefesh and Shabbos is Tachuyah. It's the chiyuv. That's mitzvah aveir. Another then the Torah tells you. I mean, it's mitzvah help the chayav. It's kind of the chiyuv gama. If you wouldn't do it, you'd be yoreteach. Well, ma'is is the chiyuv. It wasn't aveir over here. And zachas is the chiyuv that we say is the rabbanim made it didn't be reshur. I mean, it's don't do more than you need. Mashen came by Yom Tov. Since it's hutra, it's mamash mutzvah nechavchina that there's no din reshur. And the Ram says a little bit more. He says yoy. He says also noyach miu chazal. Chazal were not machbi in yamtiv to ask you bishurim. So yitzich a cherech v'lishkol nadaktik b'shir bishurim b'yamtiv. Because the simchus, and he says because the simchus yamtiv. Because the simchus yamtiv, we didn't want the person cooking to have to be so careful. How much exactly do I need? I need only 10 bowls for this meal, and I shouldn't cook more. It'll be a tich for measuring and be careful. For simchus yamtiv, he said just cook for afkas, cook the whole pot. Don't think about it. Afishin tzichan kazayas. Because simchus yamtiv chazal, since the whole is. But upon him, I understood from this round, the waving Zirai, that the whole thing of Yibi Shurim is Taka, where it's all one Maisa. If it be two Maisa, then you wouldn't have that Yibi Shurim. If Taka would be two Kalim, you wouldn't say if a lady has to cook soup, she cooks as many pots as she wants. That's not. Because every time you put a pot on the fire, you're doing another Maisa. On the one Maisa that you have, your hetzer that you need, a size or a certain amount, that you can eat as much as you want, don't worry about it. But separate ones, definitely, and that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying. Well, sometimes you would learn Yibi Shurim, you know, I'm cooking, you don't have to think about it.
It's the most posh.
And it could be, so the head of Yibi Shurim, the way we're saying is, because it's all one Maisa. It's all one Maisa, and there's really no difference between the Derech HaKlal, Moshe, and any Malacha. There's no difference if you cook a pot with 10 days, you cook a pot with 100 days, and it's all Chayv one Chattas. It's all one of there. If you have a head, you have a head of it, a whole pot. That's the din of it, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. That the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin, that the Tzatzim Mechamim Mayim, for Chitz Kogufa, is talking about more than one part. The end time should be in one part, it would have to be Mutter. Kvega understood the Shulchan Aruch meant that one, what?
What's the Chiddush more than one part? Since he's one,
Well, now that we're explaining it, you see, not like that, but like, I guess it's quite, I mean, what do you need Shulchan Aruch to explain that to you? Maybe that's why Kirei didn't like this terrace. It was a bother when Kirei didn't learn that way.
Why can't you say
he's saying very good. Maybe Kirei would hold that would be so special. The Shulchan Aruch must mean even in one pot. Someone else, the friend of Victor Chacham, the Tzion Pandel, he had a whole chesed with, if you look into Ramah over there, if you look into Ramah, the Ramah is mashma that's talking about one pot. So he said, Kirei Mustam, so from the Ramah is talking about one pot, with the Ramah is talking about his case, that hold him engaged. That's what he understood. The Shulchan Aruch is also talking about one pot. But I like what you're saying. You're saying that if the Shulchan Aruch means Osun Lechamim in two pots, then what do you need a chiddush for? No, Teretz is. I'll tell you what. No, the Shulchan comes to tell you that it's a Rechitzis Kogufa. That the Shulchan to tell you. You don't see that in Shas. That the Rechitzis Kogufa is called Dov Shein Shavalakol. The main halacha of Shulchan Aruch is to teach us this thing that Rechitzis Kogufa B'chamim is not Dov Shavalakol. Today, for sure, it's a Bechidish. That's not called Dov Shavalakol, and the halacha remains. That's the main thing. But if it would be Dov Shavalakol, you could cook in 10 pots, whatever's easier for you to fill the bit of. So that's what Shulchan Aruch went that way. So it's back to Akashim Kivega. Well, he didn't learn this way, so maybe it was the way my friend was saying that it goes with Ramah. But the way we're explaining that the real Chetzah of Ibi Bashirim is talking about when you're doing it for Bas Achas. First of all, another thing you have to understand is why isn't Kivega only asking for Ibi Bashirim? Why isn't the Kivega asking for Hoyle? I just say the famous Gemara in Sachem Daf Mem Vav that if a person cooks on Yom the Gemara says in Sachem Daf Mem Vav that a person cooks or bakes on Yom Tov for the Matzah Yom Tov, he doesn't get Malkus even though he's not cooking the Tzarech Yom Tov at all. Teretz is because Chol Miklai Yachem. In case it gets popped in unexpectedly, you'll need it for Yom Tov. Yeah. So why didn't Kivega ask for that reason? That you should be able to cook water to Macham and Kogufay, because even though it's more than Fanavir the Ragla, but it should be Hoyle in case 10 people come in, everybody wants to wash their hands via Fanavir the Raglaim. Machamim, Shemot the soil. The Teretz is, because the Shem will say that Hoyle is only had the Midaraisa. That's why, like the Gemara says, you know, like you don't get Malchus, but it is. There's no Hetta to go cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow with a cheshbon. Well, I'm really doing it for tomorrow, but my hetzah today is maybe Archim will pop in. That's the hetzah mederaisa. That's what the mice of the hetzah.
But
But if you learn Ribi Shurim, if you learn Ribi Shurim the way we're learning the Ran, the Ribi Shurim is Dafka Bas Achas, L'chayr, it's not telling in Hoyle. The real Chet of Ribi Shurim is because I'm allowed to put this pot on the fire because of the one Kazayas in it, therefore I put it on the fire even though it has Kazayas in it. I'm doing one Maisa. And this Malacha is Mutta. Just like we said before, it's all the same Malacha. That's the real Chet. If it would be the din of Ribi Shurim would be on separate pots, then maybe it would work, be based on Hoyle. But since the Chet of Ribi Shurim is based on, because you're doing one Maisa Malacha, and this Maisa Malacha is Mutta for the Gzai Shabbat.
Ribi Shurim is based on Hoyle. If it's
Hoyle,
you don't need Ribi Shurim.
No, Hoyle is only a Chet of Midaraisa, but it's still Asa Midabonah.
Ribi
Shurim is a Chet of Midaraisa, even Midabonah. So that's what the Kivega then is from Hoyle. Kivega then is from Hoyle, because Hoyle would be Asa Midabonah. He is asking, why is the Mutter Chachina to Machamim Mayim Machal Gufay based on Vivi Bashir?
You can see Hoyle is also separate from the Bashir. I'm not starting out the head.
That's also the real Chal Bashir. Very good. That's also the real Hoyle and Vivi Bashir. Hoyle is you're cooking entirely
for tomorrow.
Vivi Bashir is part of it, for today. We need part of it today. That's Mutter Chachina. That's the Gedda and that's the Chaluk. That's not Chimina. That's Mutter Chachina. So, Kirigi, yes, based on Ribi Shurim, it should be Mutter Chachina, because part of it should be for today, for the fun of the other Raggle. One big Nafkimina, if we learn that Ribi Shurim is not based on Hoyle, would be with the Shagasayas Chiddush. Shagasayas, in the end of the Sefer, the Lesim, the Sefer, Sim Kuvchel, say a Chiddush, that you don't say Hoyle and Mitoch together. Hoyle only works on Eich Nevesh itself. That you're going to cook today for tomorrow, Hoyle be Mekla Yochem, because the Meister official will be needed for, might be needed for today. But when you're using Mitoch, when you're doing a different Malacha, when you're doing something else, you're not doing for Eich Nevesh. For example, let me give you an example, let's say a person is carrying Sederim to Beis Medrash. He's carrying Sederim for the carrying Shasarabim. That's Mitoch. Mitoch Shvut Shvut Nefesh, Hitzos Mutzah for other needs also. Now, if he wants to carry Sederim not for today, for after Yom Tov, then you would have to come on to Hoyle that we have enough for today, but tomorrow expecting more people, so bring some Sederim for tomorrow. But But you could maybe be mafia based on hoil. Hoil be mikleiachim. More people come to shul will need mosadurim. It's mosad to do today also. So Shagasai says that you don't say. You don't say hoil mitech together.
So how does he learn? Left the Bible, how did Menashe make Hadlakas Neves Erev Yom Tov with an Erev Kishin?
Yes.
Adruke Shag, how do you do that?
That's a chayr.
And the Tov. What's the head to
do? It's Echon Nefesh. It's Echon Nefesh. You need light to eat. You need to today is the problem. There's a few ways from that. Two ways from, you know, there's one person that was the acid lighting. There, Sam Tefan. But we don't go like that.
Bush had a very
hard time with it. Yeah, it's an issue, but they can't finish around. Well, they can't was a chair for eating, for whatever, should make sense.
Moshe had a hard
we'll say the suit is nicer with candles on the table. We drew the suit.
There's one letter that Moshe supposedly sent to the Babbage and not to get.
You really have to go through the whole check size. If you summon him, he talks about interesting shayna. He has to understand that. He asks why isn't what to carry a shayfa for women, for Nashim and Hashanah. That's what he talks about. He says the chayr is not a tzarich at all. Says it's even though women do it, but they're really potter, so it's not really a tzarich. And so that's what bothers me. The women want it, they enjoy it. I mean, it's the simple chem. That's what he says. But that's what.
You have that also lighting the yotzei candle one second.
They
don't
have to
light it before
or
not.
Also, you have to understand the why should you not say hoil mitech together? Why should you not? So I was thinking maybe it goes with similar to the ransvar and sukkah. First page sukkah, the Kivega speaks about in Simon Yubay, that you don't see two Alachim and Sinai together. You don't say Lamashal Dechon Akuma and Lava together. And the Kivega explains, the Ran just means you don't see two Alachim and Sinai when one is based on the other. Well, you have Dechon Akuma would not help unless you have another three Tvachim of Lava, that then you don't say Dechon Akuma and Lava together. So maybe here also you don't say Hoyel with Bitoich when one Alach is based on another. But that bothered me because, first of all, these are not halachim mishum Sinai. Second of all, even if they were drushes, and you say you don't say one din on top of another din, which needs the other din to be. But hoyol l'chayr is not a din. Hoyol is a cheshbon l'chayr. Hoyol is a cheshbon is that you can't say this is not for yamtiv because maybe it is for yamtiv. Hoyol v'ayachim. You never know. Someone might pop in. Achim might pop in, and you'll need it. So it's a little bit true. But Mike says this is what the Shagasai says. Shagasai wants to say that you don't say Hoel Mitech together. In his Sefer Turiyevin on Megillah, that the Zayin Mendez and Turiyevin Chagiga that he chesem al, he clears the same shag. Do you say Hoel Mitech? And there he brings right the other way, that you do say Hoel Mitech together. But in the Shagasai itself, he says you don't say Hoel Mitech together. But again, so if your Yibishirim would be somehow based on Hoel, then you wouldn't say Yibishirim and Mitech together. For this rechitza, but the way we're learning that Rebbe Shurim is a whole different hat that doesn't need hoil. It's a hat entirely by itself midaraisa and even midabon the rangaisa. Then it's very good what we could say Rebbe Shurim and mitech together. Okay, Kapanim, this is the Shashmat Rabbis Teres of Kirgis Kasha, and the Kirgis Kasha is going the way. Just for my mokum, the Mishnebu and Shatzin. Someplace else, in Tovkuf Yudal, at the end of Sifkan Yud Ches, it looks like he's also a magish in this Rukiyeg's Kasha, and he seems to say something to the answer which I didn't understand completely. There's also a Tzvitzim in Sefer Mori Eish from Shlom Zalman Auerbach in the first parak, but I'm not going to go into that right now. I just want to say one other aura that the Chayr, the whole Rukiyeg's Kasha in Shulchan Aruch, that why we don't say, why can't you heat up water for Chalufa, why isn't it Yishurim? The Kirig is only asking on the Ikedin of the Shulchan Aruch, but there's another halacha which is put on Morgan Abram in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Yeches of Kanches, that talks about that us, the whole different din. He says there's a minig, he says, Kvan Nogu is not a very minig, Lassa Lichas Kokufa b'Shabbos, King B'Tainim. There's an instant to wash Kokufa even with cold water on Shabbos. And that minig was, the Morgan Abram says, because of Xeria Shana Yevana de Srita. Two reasons. You shouldn't come to Srita, first wash his whole body, he might come take a towel and somehow squeeze the towel or squeeze it here, squeeze the water out, which is Malacha. Inami the Maganam says Shem Yava Main Dalamish Rabin. Well it's Xeria, you might come to carry the water Dalanamish Rabin. Now this halacha, the Morgan Rambam says that us to take a cold bath, Rechizus Kol Gufa, the Tzaynin, this is not in the Gemara. This is Chayyah after the Chesimus of Talmud, and it's not even Chayyah in Rishaynim. We don't see any Rishaynim mention it. It's Chayyah after Rishaynim. It seems to be a minig that's first mentioned in the Morgan Rambam. First place in the Morgan Rambam seems to be a very late minig, but Lamaisa, that's the minig that the Morgan Rambam brings down. Moshe wants to say in Igus Moshe Chel Dal Atzim Nain Hey that Mesfara he would say this minig not to be reichetz kol gufa b'tzayinim would dafka be when you reichetz kol gufa b'vasachas. That's what the minig was. You reichetz kol gufa b'tzayinim. But a shower, Rav Moshe's time is not rechitzes kogu for vasachas. A person takes a shower, our shower is a chayr, like a rechitzes eva eva. You know, I was just wondering, from one song by Balaam, when they're not supposed to rechitze, but the Tzerech Godel state they should be machbet to do rechitzes eva eva. Would this be considered eva eva? Rav Moshe seems to say rechitze with the shower is called eva eva, one eva at a time. We don't look at it that way, but that's what Moshe wants to say. But Moshe wants to say, L'chayr, this should be muti according to Magen Avraham. Right. But the Moshe writes, also Loshen, he says, the minute, Kvan Nogu B'yameinu Nasa Af Showers. It was not Loshen, Moshe says. Somehow the minute came in nowadays, which is not a very old minute, it's just from when showers were invented and how long it was that they asked, that the minute is not to take even a cold shower. So Kaponim, what always comes up the question, especially now we have a 3-day Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov coming in a row, can you take a shower? So, the first shayla is how you're heating up hot water for chitz kol gufay, that we, when the Shulchan Aruch says it's considered not dovah shavah kol, that's also. So, the Teretz is, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, if it's considered basachas, which maybe our showers is called basachas, it's mutta. The Shulchan Aruch Rav understood the whole this is only when it's two different kelim, and not basachas. But the kivega, that's the kasha, that there should be rishum. Kivega understands even if it's in one kelim, shochan chazas even one kelim. So you would not have to heat up the water.
But
if
it's
cold, you can say davshin shavakol.
It's totally a different
What do you say for Kiev? You turned it on now for Kol Gufay. Okay, that's the first problem. And then if you want to take a cold shower, that's the way Moshe's Juba. That is it's not from the Gemara, it's not from the Yishayim, but it's a mini put down in Magen Avraham not to take a cold shower on Shabbos. And Pashtus, the reason it applies to Yom Tov also. Because if the reason is because of Schita, and the reason is because of Havar Dal Alamis, which would be Shalom the Tzorech, would be us even on Yom Tov. Even on Yom Tov. I think some good Shita don't like going to Mekvida on Yom Tov, then like Chitim go to Mekvosa. But that might be different. But Al Kaponim, take a cold shower, and Moshe says that you might have a head that's not called Vachit, it's called the home, and they're only asked to call Gufa Basachas. And the Svar, you could say your shower is not called Gufa Basachas, you're doing Eva Eva. So maybe the minig doesn't apply, but Moshe does say that the minig olam is to machme even on cold showers. So I'm sorry, I don't see any heterium, but of course we're not saying alcha meister. We're just learning to see a little bit. Let's speak about another halacha, the famous Mishnah in Saita. I won't go through a few other artists, won't go through all the whole Mishnah, but basically the Mishnah says, "Blaz olima." Whoever teaches a girl, Anisha, a daughter, Torah, learn the Tiflis. Tiflis, the Rashi teaches Lashon of Pritzis. He's teaching a Pritzis. The Rambam, when he brings in this halacha, the Rambam says in Hilchotam, Pergal, Hilchotam, Torah, Lach, Yigim, Isha Shalom the Torah, Yeshua, Scha, Af, Av, Enik, Scha, Esh. A woman that learns Torah, Bemis, has Scha. She's doing the Mitzvah, she's doing the Mitzvah, Tama, Torah, even though it's not like the Scha of a man. Because she was not mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Kedushin of Hamadal. Gemara says Joshua that Nashim part of Hamadayir. B'chol Oisa that was she in mitzvah. Lo Vatzayi Ein Tzchori Ketzchah Mitzvah She'asa El Pachsi Menu. And the klal is whatever you do a mitzvah that you're not mitzvah Oisa. The Isha does the mitzvah Hamadayir. That's less than the mitzvah of a man who's mitzvah Oisa. This is all Midrash. The Rambam says Afi She'esh Ketzchah. Even though Midrash She'esh Ketzchah. Tzivu Chachamim, the Rabbanan, they said, "No yumid adam esvit yitayr." That's the Mishnah in Sefer Rachav says a person should not teach his daughter tayr. Mitneisha reiva nashim ein daitem mechavanis, because most women do not have das mechavanis. Lasnami to learn Gemara, to learn properly. And the hamer tzius to return to the avoy. They're going to take the tayr and they're going to turn it into shlusim. Nafiyin nias daitan according to their das. Chachamim, Chazal said, "Kom lam esvit yitayr, kinyan lam the tiflus." Then the Rambam continues, "Medem amur mitayr shabal peh." This whole din is only Toshu Ope. Our Toshu Beksav, the Toshu Beksav, lo yumer, it's said around this story, and also Yechno Zmoko, he says, Achachachin, Yishna, teacher, go Toshu Beksav, either, and Achachachina, vim lamda, ina, kam lamda, tilfilis. But if you do teach it to us, not kam lamda, tilfilis. And if you do it, so it's a home of Zucha, where the, this, even the head to teach girls Chumash, is that only the Psukim? Or is it even the Mepharshim? Is it even the Rashi, the Ramban, the way they do in BJJ? Or is it only Mamash the Psukim, the way the Alta Bishrachu learned only the only Psukim, not more than that? Well, Kapanim, this is the law, that Kom Lamas be deterred, Lam the Tiflis. Rav Shach in Aviezi on the Rambam and Hilchos Tamei Torah over there, he won't see Medayek in Lashon Rambam. Ben says it's a Diyek in the Mishnah also. The Rambam says, "See the Chumash on Yom with Adam Espite Torah." Chazal will mitzvah that a person should not teach his daughter Torah. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah also. Kol Malam Espite Torah. Rav Shach wants to see Medayek that the whole list is only on the father. It's on the father to teach a girl Torah, but a girl herself can go learn Torah. It doesn't say anywhere Noyel Mo Yom the Nashim Torah. It doesn't say Isha Noi, a girl should not learn Torah. Just as a man should not teach his daughter Torah. So Shach wants to say Merdeg Adiyak, that a girl herself does not take out a Gemara and try to learn herself. The whole Issa, you have to know why, really, why is it Tiflis also? On the Maisa, that's a Shach Diyak. And Akadekach, or Shach wants to see Sakasha on the famous Be a Girl. Be a Girl, in our Chaim Simim Zayn Sifidalad, and other Chaim speak of also, the Mokan Vomis, Maramis, but also. They all ask, why do Nashim say Bechas Atayah? When women daven, they say the same Bechas Shach we do, they say Bechas Atayah. So, in fact, the Goyin, first of all, Nashim are part of the Tam Atayah. And the Goyin goes in, and even though women do a lot of mitzvahs that they're part of them and they make a brach on it, like Avi Shemin. But if you look in the Biagra, he actually asks on this din. He says, you can't say, even according to us, that all that women can make a bracha bechsa mitzvahs, even though they're not mitzvah isa. But over here, Zakta Goyin, there's an issa for women to learn. Because Komaran speaks to Shemaram the Tiflis. There's an issa, you can't say that it's something that she could do. Why did they make a bracha on something that's also for them? He includes that in his kasha. It's the common on the tiflis. He means to ask that you can't say it's like every other movement asking the parts of if they want to take it, they're allowed to take it. The masters of the mitzvah, ming on the make a bracha. But here you can't say they're putting themselves in the mitzvah Talmud Torah, they're also in Talmud Torah. So, effect of Shach HaKasha, according to his diyek, the whole list is only in the father's speech, but the isha itself is a lateral entire. So the Isha herself is allowing him to her, so she's machnas herself in the mitzvah. She's not doing any of theirs. She's learning
she's
herself.
We're
not going to be that terrorist. But, I mean, to be a girl doesn't like the terrorist. You have to know why. Reb Chaim is saying that there's a different terrorist, famous terrorist. We're not going to go. Basically, he's asking, what's the Goyin's whole kash to begin with if there's a head there for Nashim to learn Torah on their own? So I was thinking
I mean,
like this.
Anyway, if you hit on the last part of the
kasha, yeah.
No matter what, you can't
end
it.
So
if that's
kasha, yeah.
Then there's no
tzimut. Maybe Chaim says yes. I mean, why are they saying the Torah and then Torah boy
bracha? You say that it's an instant,
yeah.
You don't make
bracha
an instant.
So I'm thinking the Torah says for the going is them. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam does say the reason why the Torah is because the Rambam's lashon is very hanoshim in that mechonis. The Rambam doesn't say that every isha is not Daitim Chavenis. This is Roiv Noshim. Roiv Noshim is not Daitim Chavenis. But there is such a thing as a Miyad Noshim, Chari Yechidis, who are big balanced Kishrainis, and they do have Das, and they're able to take out, and they're able to learn. There is such a thing as I mentioned, the Kireg and the Shuvah, there's a penalty in Noshim, Simuk Chavtet, a letter from his uncle, Wolf Eger, who was a Adam God himself, he wrote a letter to Kireg on a Chasna, and he mentions Kireg's mother's brother. So he says, and he's sending a bechas. He wasn't able to come to the chasana. They tell stories. They made it's called the Kiegel chasana. They made a chasana and Lisa. They made a whole suit and Lisa, him and Rishai Pick, another Gedan Yadar to be the Simcha, Mishtakas and Simcha of Kiegel chasana. He sends a mouse to him and to the Kala and to Kiegel's mother. That's his sister. And he writes, my sister, Achaisi Mungamedes Kagavra. She's Mungamedes like a man. And that's his lesson. What's that shrachas of Mungamedes Kagavra? I mean, a Gavra by a Wolf Eger did not mean that it's a the pleasure of men, she meant that it's a Shlika Tam Chacham. You see, there was such a concept of an issue of Mumedes Gagavra, other Makaris. But, Agaponim, that's what I'm saying, that Roiv Noshim are not able to learn, but me it can. Is the main law, You would think that when the Rambam says that Tivacham to ask them, let them be the Torah, that's only going on Roiv Nashim. But if a person has a daughter who's a big balanced Kishrin and she's not going to be Moitzi David Tevon Avoy, she's not going to say Shdosim, she's going to learn some Zach, Mechari be Mutta teacher. Teretz is, but the steamus of Rambam, the steamus of the Mishnah is that it's us to teach any girl. Teretz is, they ask it on every father to teach every daughter. Maybe the reason is because of a father who will have Nagias, he'll think, my daughter is smart, her I can teach. Shno Klal, don't teach anyone because you might make a mistake. Because of the Roy, they ask it on everyone. And this will be a teretz to Shach Tziyak. Why tak is it Mutta for the girl to learn herself? Teretz is, when a girl learns herself, we're talking about a girl who's able to learn herself. She's able to open the Gemara herself and learn herself. Vice versa, she's from, especially before Oscar, which vice versa, she's from the Yechides. Vice versa, she's from the Yechides. And she's from the Yechides, the Taka is no problem. She's learning how to learn. The only reason why this is on the father is because of the Roiv. But the whole Issa is only on the Roiv. The Taka is not on the Yechides, on the small percentage who are able to learn. Is a min, that's, I think, Tess to the Gain, to Shan the Gain. The Gain, is saying that the next question is, why do all women make a bracha? If you have a girl who's from the Yechidus and she is not Bachal this Issa, because she would not be Moshe the Torah, she's Tech Akulim. But on Maisi, we have all women learning and making Bechot Torah. That's the Gain's question. Just to say, very briefly, I'm a Shulam Maisa that I heard from my father, I heard from his father, my Zayda, and the Rabbi for 16 years, he was the biggest masbid in the yeshiva, but one time, I know the story, but I won't go into it, but one time he had to leave the yeshiva and take a trip deep into Russia, and when he was traveling in Russia, he went to visit the Rav in this clean little daffel, in a small little village. And as he was staying by the Rav took out a ksaviyat, a manuscript, a big chivan kotchim. And my Zayda was looking at him, he was appalled from it. The title was a Mordechai Chivan Kachem. And my Zayda asked the Rav wrote the Sefer. And the Rav looked at him and said, no, my daughter wrote it. And my Zayda was looking at the Chivan Kachem, Lomdash is Tayyar, and I go, this because he didn't understand what's Pshat. So the Rav told him, you have to understand, I'm the Rav here in the small little Bethel. Zayda pushed it about a bottom. I have no one to talk to and learn me. And I'm so lonely. And I had a daughter, a big balanced Christian. So I started learning with her. Before I knew it, she happened learning. She started taking out the swarm herself. And before I knew it, she made this kind of Ivan Kachin. And then the Rav started crying a little bit. He said, this daughter, she's saying, he was already 80 years old. His daughter was already 60 years old. She never got married. Because when she was younger, every time we read her Shidduch, she'd stop talking and learning with the Bacha. And she'd come home and I'm Aritz. And I can't tell you. Yeah. My sister, she never got married. So I think the statement that on every Tikkun Chazal, besides the reason that Chazal tell us, there are other reasons that we don't know. Tam Kamusim, other reasons in Himmel that we don't know why Chazal asked Chalom Vakam. Besides the reason that Chazal tell us, there are other reasons that we don't know. It's Ken Zayn, there's nothing else to say, but Ken Zayn, one of the reasons was this. A girl will stop learning, become Chalom Vakam, so Zachman happened. And I should say this, but I had it. Great aunt, Tante Riva, she grew up in Timkovich, her father's Rav Timkovich, Ben Kandrovich, and her father for sure did not teach her anything. There was no Beis Yaakovs at all other than Russia, and no one taught her anything, but she was at the so, she used to open up the farm herself, she used to go visit the farm store, and she used to open up the farm and learn, and they say she knew how to learn. She knew how to learn, she's a big balanced Christian, she just picked it up herself, and nice, she got married, she married a Telza, and she had children, and they tell her to me, but, okay,